saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Every time that you win and you go to another level, you know what the world envisions that next level looks like? Oh man, I'm doing so great. I'm training so hard. I'm going to the next level. Oh, more money's coming in. No. No, it's chaos. It's confusion. It's frustration. It's rejection. Dude, it's torture.
If you ain't cut right, when it hits you, everything that you work for and everything you've accomplished, you can lose it in one moment.
You're going to fail your way to success. Things going to happen to you that you can't see coming.
It's literally on the verge of that day I say, this, I want to quit. A couple days later, I get a breakthrough because I didn't give up.
Push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive. I know it's hard. Hold on. Hold on. Don't you surrender now. Don't you quit now. I need you to believe. Just believe.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe even if there's no reason to believe. When everything appeared to be going wrong, you're working on your dreams and somebody that you love and trust and believe in decide to walk out on you, you still got to believe. When you see those things that you've been working on just crumble in your face, you still got to believe. When friends who should be a source of strength and encouragement, relatives who should be there to inspire you and motivate you and tell you, you can't do it, you still got to believe. Oh, in those moments, in the middle of the night, when doubts start creeping in your mind and you wonder whether or not you have what it takes, and sometimes you wonder if you're going crazy, and you don't know if the clock is going to run out before you can live up to your dream, you still got to believe. With no money in your pocket and many times more month left at the end of the month than after your money, you don't know how you're going to make it. You know your paycheck's gone before you get it. You still got to believe. Sometimes feeling lonely and crying and feel like your back is pressed up against the wall, you still gotta believe.
You are the determining factor.
No, it's not your circumstances. No, it's not your past.
If you want to make it happen, it's you. You decide your story. You don't let nobody write your story for you. You don't let nobody tell you that's too much or it's not enough. You don't let nobody tell you what you can do and what you can't do. This is your journey. You're not a victim. It can end the way you want it to end, but you got to grind like you want it.
If you would just believe it before it happens, if you would just believe that your day coming, that the sacrifices you are making today, they're going to pay off.
It's challenging, yes, and I'm going to make it happen. I don't have the money, and I'm going to find a way to get it. They've said no, okay, I'm coming back until I find a yes.
Your dream comes when you push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know you feel it? You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. When people talk to you, tell them, this is what I'm going to do, so push. Just push past the plate. Push. Don't quit. Push. And you push your way to success. You push yourself to the next level.
You got to make up your mind that whatever it takes. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education. But I ain't going to let that stop me. I'm going to do it.
You got to have a why. You got to have a reason for why you do what you do. What's going to make you believe again? To make you get up when you got up three times and you said, I'm not getting up no more. What's going to push you? What's going to drive you?
If you don't know what drives you, you're not going to make it. What's the fire in your belly? What pisses you off? What stirs you up? When you want to quit, what keeps you from quitting? When things are hard, instead of you slowing down and buying into it's hard, what makes you push through? Mine? I want to prove everybody wrong. Everybody doubted me. Everybody thought I wasn't going to make it. I want to prove them all wrong. I'm still proving them wrong. We got a nine-figure business right now. I still work like I'm broke. You will be mocked. You will be laughed at. You will want to quit.
Your body's going to want to tell you, hey, I'm done.
I have built a very big business. I am exhausted. Exhausted people build big. You want to be rested? Quit then. You can get all the rest you want. But you're going to die with regrets. It's going to take you way more energy and way more fucking time than you could possibly ever comprehend. You're going to want to quit a gazillion times. And that's not going to stop when you get 5 years in or 10 years in or 20 years in. There are days that I come in here and I am like, fuck this. This is fucking ridiculous. But you know what I do? I do the fucking work. I execute on the plan. I make shit happen. I move closer toward the dream. And then I go home. And then guess what? I come back tomorrow for more. And that's the difference between a winner and someone who's not built for the game. The person that's built for the game will deal with these frustrating times. They'll get pissed off. They'll yell. They'll scream. They'll even say they quit. But when tomorrow rolls around, they'll be the first motherfucker there ready to kick ass.
But you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to quit in the process. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. And the problem with you, you've not recycled your pain. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. I dare you to study so hard. I dare you to practice so hard. I dare you to play so well that the whole world says, now you the standard. Who is ready to practice so hard? Go through the process. Go through difficult. Go through pain. Go through the hurt to get on the other side of it and become the standard.
I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field, everything, walk off exhausted.
I dare you to step up to the plate. I dare you to execute.
I dare you to find the strength. I dare you to stand up and show them that there's no stopping you.
You aren't given any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. And how you face that test determines the rest of your life.
There's a lot of times where I don't know how I'm going to move forward, but I ask myself one question. Can you take another step? And that answer is always yes.
Those circumstances will make us get stronger. And those fucking demons are coming at you and they're attacking you. If you feel you can't handle them, you have to invent someone that can. We all have the ability to transform ourselves to bring more out. Regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, running at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one think I was grinding.
All I'm saying is don't quit. I didn't say don't rest. I didn't say don't recover. I said don't quit. Mentally, you ain't got to take off. Mentally, you can stay connected.
People are judged by how high they score on aptitude tests, personality tests, achievement tests, and crap like that. Ain't nobody ever designed a test that can measure the heart of a champion.
You got to have heart. Get some heart. What, you want me to tell you to accept the life that you've been given? You want me to tell you to give up? You want me to tell you to quit? That's what you want me to say? Well, listen to me. I can't tell you that. I'm not about to tell you that you're going to keep that cycle going. I'm going to tell you to break that cycle. I don't care where you are. Use what you got to get what you want. Use your mind. Use your vision. Use your dream. As a man thinketh, so is he. Think your way out of it. Grind your way out.
You got a reason inside of yourself. I'm better than this. I'm stronger than this. I will survive this.
I can live my dream. I can find my purpose in life. I deserve more for myself. This is not going to be it for my life. I deserve more than this. See, that will start making you do some stuff. And when I start changing that kind of mindset of beating myself up because of my mistakes, and start looking at the possibility of my doing better, of my making the adjustment that would enable me to do what I want to do successfully, things begin to change.
You can, if you believe you can.
It is how you think about yourself. Because if you think wrong, you go wrong. If you think down, you go down. Your thoughts are either dragging you down or taking you up.
Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you.
You have to live the law of expectation. You have to expect your life to be better than it was, and it will be. There is no reason why it won't be.
I'm challenging you to change the way you talk to you.
I need you to look yourself in the face, and I need you to repeat after me, this is my life. These are my dreams. I can have whatever I want to have. I can be whatever I want to be. I can go wherever I want to go. I can do whatever I'm bold enough, whatever I'm big enough, whatever I'm strong enough to dream. And what I need to do it is already inside of me. My goals, my dreams will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will defend what's rightfully mine. These are my dreams. This is my life. And from this day forward, I will live it.
Download this video and audio by becoming a member at BenLionelScott.com. Plus, get early access to all new content and hundreds of exclusive videos.